crew here at 710. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Working 9 to 5.
Time to get up and at 'em here on this Monday morning.
That rooster's louder on the second hour.
Yeah, he keeps him cranked up.
I don't even call him Russell now anymore. I just call him the rooster.
That rooster. A sibling, you know, when a new, you know,
yeah, like
new baby's born.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like,
jealous.
Why is he here? You know, kind of thing.
Is that what happened when he had a son? Is that kind of the same? Or when I started doing Sir Pizza commercials?
No, it became more when Bobby was born and we realized that, you know.
It could be better.
Well, you had that was a way of saying it I was trying to think of. I wanted to quickly just touch base about my Amazon thing again. Mm. You know, the pros and cons of Amazon.
Yes. Are we going to do that here coming up in a few minutes?
Yeah, we're going to do that. I want to continue that talk a little bit. You know, a lot of empty buildings and shopping malls and stuff. It worries me. It's just going to be like a deserted city because of guys like you two.
I buy some stuff in stores.
No, he won't. I mean,
well, yeah,
he might step into a Walmart, maybe.
I like Walmart's clothes. I'm wearing Walmart pants right
now. But if not, he sends Bobby, so what difference does it make?
I guess that's true.
It's not one of the things that I like to do.
Yeah, you're one of the reasons our country, you know, financially, it's in trouble. It's just, you know, with that.
I disagree. It's financially in trouble. But
a lot of empty malls.
We'll talk
empty buildings.
Talk more about it when we come back here. Stay tuned for the weather.
Good morning, guys. The weather is going to be a little bit active here as we go throughout the week, and we are going to have some chances of rain and even a little bit of snow mixing in. If we do see any snowfall, it won't be until Tuesday night or Wednesday. As we look at your day today, we're going to have any rainfall moving on out, then a dry afternoon with a high hitting 52. Tonight, we're going to see a dry one with a low at 30. Skies will be cloudy Tuesday, 50. Right now, 45.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Good morning. It's really busy out here now as we check it out live here on 24 westbound up by Walden Road. Sam Ridley's got a lot of traffic coming down Sam Ridley out of Smyrna headed towards the interstate. Just busy out here, you would expect for this time of the morning. If you know someone struggling with drugs or alcohol, you can get them some help within 24 hours. Call 855-700-2979. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hi, I'm Shelly Rigsby, manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Come see us at the Bank Murfreesboro Calls First. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. Member FDIC.
Toots. Good food and fun.
This is Wade Hayes, and the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by Toots. Good food and fun. Here's Brian with a look at today's $4.99 lunch special.
Well, today, that is the Buffalo Chicken Fingers and Fries for just $4.99. Don't want to miss that deal. Also, if you're a fan of their buffalo wings, and who's not, you can get those for 50 cents each today at lunch. That's at Toots with their 4 Rutherford County locations.
Toots. Good food and fun.
In Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad, South Church Street, and our newest location on Franklin Road, Highway 96 at Rucker Lane. Plus, we have a Toots on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Toots. Good food and fun.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here at about 14 after 7 as we broadcast from the Billups Center studios. Medicine that matters to men online at thebillupscenter.com. Pretty nice weather day for you today. Some midweek rain, but I guess a little above normal temperatures. Don't forget, county has a half day for their students on Thursday, so an abbreviated day. And Friday, city students are out all day. It's in-service week here for city and county schools. And John, it's time for you to rant. You've teased it many times this morning. It's time for you to pull up your soapbox.
Well, You know, I go into Nashville quite often, and you know where the old Kmart building is. There's a Goodwill store, kind of a Goodwill storage replacing all those big buildings, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. But there's so many buildings that are vacant, and it depresses me, you know. And all the chains are going, you know, a lot of the big clothing chains. Hickory Hollow has always depressed me. But Amazon, everybody's ordering everything, and it's not just Amazon. I don't want to pick on them necessarily. You can buy through all the companies now. They all have websites, and people just don't want to go shopping.
Well, I think
and support local. I like to support local.
You mentioned Goodwill, and I think that has a little something to do with it too, because people are also trying to save money when they're buying clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to thrift stores and that kind of thing. That's kind of become. It's not as frowned upon as it used to be. That's almost becoming like that's the thing to do, is to buy your clothes at thrift stores and save money and that sort of thing when you're buying clothes. And so that could be part of the issue, too.
Well, I read JCPenney probably won't be open by next Christmas. You know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And see, that's a big building. That's huge.
A lot of those stores are having issues like that.
Sears.
The big ones.
Yeah. You know, and
you mentioned Kmart. They're not even around anymore.
No. And if you're not a Walmart or a Target, you're probably... And I think that's another issue. Target is kind of... And Walmart have kind of... Their clothing has become a little bit more what you call
hip. It looks like everybody else's clothes. You know, there's no difference between Walmart's pants and JCPenney's pants.
Right.
So when you can buy
your
clothes...
Name brands don't mean as much anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
When you can buy your clothes at the same place you buy your groceries, it's a whole lot more convenient to do that than it is to go to a whole separate store.
But does it not worry you to see, you know, we've got strip malls being built, little strip malls, you know, with new construction. You might have a Jack in the Box or something opens up. And then they have these little stores behind it, and they're not being filled. There's nobody getting in them.
Well, and if they are, it's usually restaurants.
Yeah.
Instead of stores. A lot of restaurants are moving.
I saw a new barbershop open up in one of them.
Right.
You know.
That kind of stuff happens. I think of the one where the Kroger's at. It's there's a daycare, a Chinese restaurant, a bar, and a barbershop, and a Papa John's. And that's what's there. There's no little stores or anything.
But at least they're filled.
Right.
You know.
Well, what we're seeing is a regionalization of cities, bigger cities, I think. So in Murfreesboro... You've got North Murfreesboro, South Murfreesboro, and they want the convenience of being able to shop in their area 5 minutes around their home. They're not really going to go out any further than that.
Well, that's what Dollar General's making their money off of.
Sure. And part of that is because it takes so long to drive around. That's one of the issues, I think. And the time that it takes to actually go and shop. When you can sit at home in your downtime and... get what you need. I think the convenience factor is part of the reason why you're seeing an increase there.
The only store that you go to is actually Staples or Office Depot, right? Is that clear?
I will frequent.
You will
those.
Go shop because you just can't judge those pens.
No, but I've settled on the pen. So
and now he buys that pen online. Now that he's found the one.
There you go.
He's going to marry it.
Well, once you find the one, there's no reason to.
All teenagers out of work.
Go anywhere else. We'll be back with more of the Wake Up Crew here in just a moment. This is a paid legal ad.
Big truck injury cases are more complicated than traditional car accident cases. Big trucks have to follow specific federal regulations, and our law firm knows that law. To aid our clients, we also work with experts in the fields of accident reconstruction and the evaluation of damages. If you or a family member has been involved in a trucking accident, you need a lawyer who focuses on representing people injured in trucking accidents. You need the law offices of John Day. 615-867-9900.
A nagging hip, back, or shoulder tension. You don't always have to have a doctor's referral to fix these problems. Amir at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard.
What is direct access?
A person's ability to see a physical therapist without needing a doctor referral.
Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard in front of Walmart.
Sure, we'd thought about downsizing and moving. What we really wanted was a new family room. So we called Ron Hall at Farrer Construction. He made that dream come true. Later, we decided to renovate the kitchen and then the bathroom. Both times, it was Ron Hall at Farrer Construction. why don't you call Ron Hall at Farrah Construction Company? 615-893-6120. Farrah Construction Company.
And remember, the last Saturday of every month, all donated items are 30% off the sticker price.
30%?
That's right, 30% off the sticker price, all donated items on the last Saturday of every month.
That's only at the Habitat Restore here in Murfreesboro.
850 Mercury Boulevard.
But don't wait. What you really want may be gone.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Come on over and save.
Huge winter gear blowout sale going on now at French's Shoes and Boots. Shake off the cold with 30% off warm and durable Columbia vests. Plus, French's bargain racks are always packed with huge discounts. But for a limited time, get an additional 50% off every pair of winter and fashion boots. Hurry to French's because these deals won't last.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
On South Church Street between Middle Tennessee Boulevard and I-24.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. ED is also a gift. Most people don't get an early warning sign of a heart attack or silently worsening diabetes. For men, ED is often a visual symptom of other underlying medical problems. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
The Daikin Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air. 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Your good health, that's what we're talking about. In fact, all of this month, we're focusing on ways to eat better. Kim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. We're going to be talking today about weight. You want to get rid of it? I guess that's one of our biggest issues today. Getting rid of excessive weight.
Yeah, there was just a study like at the end of the year. I think I heard on WGNS that they talked about that by the year 20 something, you know, it was going to be like the majority of the nation was going to be overweight, and like 40% of people were going to be obese. Like that's
especially
really
in
number.
The Southeast. I mean, we've been doomed from the beginning with all of this fried food.
It's tough. It's really tough. I just got done watching Top Chef Kentucky, and the cuisine that they used was sort of more Southern food. So everything was, you know, deep fried and whatever. And I'm sure it tastes good, but it is part of the culture. And we do have to find ways to get away from that, because ultimately the only way to lose weight is to eat less. You have to get less in than what you're outputting. And if you're sedentary, that doesn't look like a whole lot. And if you do exercise, it looks like a little bit more, but probably less than what you think. So there's two things that I would bring up today as something for people to look at as a way to decrease the amount that they're eating. One would be intermittent fasting, which has been popularized the last few years due to the increased popularity of the paleo and keto diets. And so it looks a lot of different ways, but in a nutshell, it basically means that you fast for 16 hours a day and you only eat for an 8-hour window. So for instance, you would eat between the hours of 10 o'clock in the morning and 6 o'clock at night, or 12 o'clock and 8 o'clock, something like that. You know, it can vary from person to person, but 16 hours a day, you would not be eating. So just that alone will probably decrease the amount that people eat, because there are certain windows of the day that you won't be eating. You'll be fasting those hours. And so that is a concept that people might want to try if they haven't tried that before, as a way to decrease what they're eating. Another way is to replace one of your meals with some type of a meal replacement shake. And I'm leery of saying a smoothie, because people kind of get crazy with their smoothies. And so what may be a 200 calorie smoothie for somebody might be an 800 calorie smoothie for somebody else. A big difference. I mean, that's a milkshake, right? So, but that's a way that we can decrease our calories, because ultimately it's not fun. We all want to find like a magic way where we can eat whatever we want and lose weight. It does not exist. At the end of the day, we have to eat less. Even if you go to the gym and you work out for 5 hours a day, which I don't recommend, you still have to eat less. So you have to create a deficit somewhere. So if everybody's loaded up at the gym, you know, maybe you burn 300 calories, maybe you burn 500 calories, But what does that look like? I just mentioned that 800 calorie smoothie or a milkshake. If you go out into the gym and you work out and burn 300 calories, which is quite a bit. I mean, you probably worked out for 45 minutes really hard on an elliptical to do that. And then you go and you have it, something that was 500 calories, you're in the hole.
You blew it.
Totally. So, I mean, the diet is the most important thing. They used to say diet was 70%, and they started saying it's 80%. Now you're seeing they're saying diet is 90% of the weight loss battle. Pretty soon it's going to be 100% of the weight loss battle. So we have to eat less some kind of way, whether it's intermittent fasting, whether it's replacing a meal with some type of a meal replacement shake. Those can be great strategies, because if we just constantly starve ourselves, that's how we end up on that yo-yo. We starve ourselves, we do a 1200 calorie diet for 3 or 4 months, then we get off of it, and then we're slowly back eating 3000 calories a day. And then all that weight that we worked so hard to get off is back in 2 weeks. Ultimately, we have to do things that can be long lasting. I have customers who have been doing intermittent fasting for some time. They've maintained it. You know, people that do a shake every day for breakfast or lunch or dinner, and they maintain that. And so these are things that we're not looking for you to do temporarily. These are things that you can make lifelong changes.
Is this what our forefathers did? I mean, they were not obese. I don't know what they ate, but what was different then than now?
Well, they didn't have Snickers.
Okay. So it's that kind of food.
Well, I mean, junk food. There were no McDonald's. I mean, everybody is so bent on quick.
Yeah.
I want it quick. And if you get it quick, it's going to be high in something. It's either going to be high in sodium or sugar or just total calories. There's almost no such thing as a really healthy, quick meal. Now, I'll say that, and people will be like, what about Panera? And what about, there are options, but the vast majority of what people go to in those moments are not those options. It's the unhealthy options that they're doing. And so we have to change the way that we're eating. That's why I said, you know, one thing that you hear people say when they come to this country or when you go and visit another country is our portion sizes are so much bigger. Yeah. And in the South, they're so much bigger. And so sometimes it's not what we're eating. It's how much of it we're eating. Like years ago, I had one of my church members talk about how her mom ate, her grandmother ate beans with fat in it and all had all this stuff. But she ate small amounts of it. And so that's really a big thing, is we just got to eat less, which is why I mentioned, you know, fasting as a strategy or replacing a meal as a strategy. Because at the end of the day, all I'm trying to get you to do is to just eat less.
Get hold of your life and let this be the year you do that. Head over to Sunshine Nutrition Center. Where are you located?
621 South Church Street and 901 Rock Springs Road in Smyrna.
Kim Dunaway visiting with us this morning from Sunshine Nutrition Center.
Struggling with food, weight, and dieting is exhausting. Let's change things permanently. Instead of another diet which never works, go to theliberatedeater.com. Click on local workshop and get on the path of healing your relationship with food today. Theliberatedeater.com. Things are about to change.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree. And I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Together, we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention that it deserves. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This is Sue Hall with the Villages of Murfreesboro. And I would like to offer to you to come try out our Village Experience for 2 weeks and see how it feels. Having 3 chef-prepared meals every day. Make new friends. Learn a new hobby. Lots of fun activities. Try our Village Experience for 2 weeks and see what you think. The Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail. We are very close to the avenue and close to the hospital.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Moving right along here on this Monday morning, January 27th at 7:30. Thanks for listening into the Wake Up Crew as we broadcast from the Billups Center Studios, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com.
Well, there's still time to call or text in your birthdays, 615-893-1450, and we'll be giving away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe at 128 North Church Street. on the east side of the square.
Randy Wilson is today's good neighbor of the day. He's always good to work with and puts his clients first, so he's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison, the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and us here at News Radio WGNS.
Time for a news, traffic, and weather check. Yeah, they've got a huge winter gear blowout sale going on now at French's. Save 30% off the entire stock of Carhartt outerwear, including insulated boots, jackets, vests, and more. French's Shoes and Boots, South Church Street, between Middle Tennessee Boulevard and I-24.
Good morning, guys. The weather is going to be a little bit active here as we go throughout the week, and we are going to have some chances of rain and even a little bit of snow mixing in. If we do see any snowfall, it won't be until Tuesday night or Wednesday. As we look at your day today, we're going to have any rainfall moving on out, then a dry afternoon with a high hitting 52. Tonight, we're going to see a dry one with a low at 30. Skies will be cloudy Tuesday, 50.
Right now, 45.
Morning, still heavy traffic out here on 24, but it's moving westbound. Here up by Sam Ridley, Walden Road. Just busy with you would expect. Inbound on Highway 41, Murfreesboro Pike. And traffic's on the increase. Of course, 840 over towards Franklin, Williamson County. Buying or selling a home, call Nikisha and Tony Tate at Exit Master Realty. The Tate team, you can call them today, 615-554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time.
The Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Breakfast held over the weekend. With local news, I'm Brian Barrett. The breakfast was on Saturday at MTSU's James Union Building. During the event, three Rutherford County Sheriff's deputies received the Jerry Anderson Hero Award from the Murfreesboro branch of the NAACP. The keynote speaker for the breakfast was Tennessee NAACP President Gloria Sweet Love. Her topic, Drum Major Justice. The Jerry Anderson Awards go to School Resource Officer Shane Vaughn, who earned the award for saving a Laverne High School teacher at school, and K-9 Deputy Sarah Blair and Deputy James Elliott receiving the award for saving the life of a man at his home. Several stories and photos are on our website, WGNSradio.com. You may remember Anderson played football for Central High School, the University of Oklahoma, and professional football for the Cincinnati Bengals and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He drowned, saving the lives of two young boys in 1989. Middle Tennessee will rename the arena inside Murphy Center February 15th to honor former head coach and director of athletics Jimmy Earle. The new name will be the Motti Hale Jimmy Earle Arena. It'll be officially unveiled during the halftime ceremony of the UAB game. The arena has been known as Motti Hale Arena for decades. Monty Hill Jr. says many people have asked him what he thinks about the renaming.
I think it's kind of cool, to be honest with you. Coach Earl and my dad were the best of friends. Neither one of them had a brother. They were like brothers. They forged a bond from really the time my dad started announcing MTSU games. And, you know, it's long overdue that the university do something for Coach Earl. From my end of it, I know my dad would have wanted this because they were such good friends.
More on this story at WGNSradio.com.
News is brought to you by the Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Where do you go when you have problems and you feel like there's no one you can talk to about them? Who do you talk to when there's just nobody else that seems to be going through the kind of thing that you've gone through? My name is Mike Courtney. I'm the director of Branches Counseling Center, and we're here to make a difference in your life. If you'd like to find out more about Branches or Christian counseling, we encourage you to contact us by going to the website at branchescounselingcenter.com.
Habitat for Humanity needs your help to end substandard housing here in Rutherford County.
You're needed at Habitat for Humanity.
We need volunteers at the Habitat Restore.
Remember to shop, donate, and volunteer.
And we also take donations of gently used furniture, appliances, light fixtures, and more.
We'll even pick it up.
Just call us today at 615-849-5994, and that's the Habitat Restore.
850 Mercury Boulevard, Murfreesboro.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. You can ignore it or mask it, but to get peak performance, you must deal with the underlying cause. And if you continue ignoring the warning signs, you do so at your own risk. There's plenty of ways to treat ED. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
This is Penny Ray with WGNS Radio. I'm here today with Dr. Kevin Billups and Trevonda Pirtle from the Billups Center. Welcome, Dr. Billups. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Thanks, Penny. I am the medical director at the Billups Center. I'm also a board-certified urologist, and I specialize in men's health and sexual medicine. I did my training at Johns Hopkins, and my practice really has been focused on men's sexual health issues like erectile dysfunction and low testosterone, particularly as they relate to chronic medical conditions. And I've been doing this for about 30 years. Today, I'm also joined with one of my physician assistants, Trevonda Pirtle, who's going to share her unique perspective on our practice with me.
What do you say to men who have given up hope on ever getting their ED issue resolved?
I see a lot of men in the office, and when I see them, they really are at the point of being quite hopeless about this, and they haven't gotten the answers that they want, and they're concerned. And so the first thing I tell them is, erectile dysfunction is a medical problem. It's a medical problem. And so my first question to them is have you been adequately evaluated for it? Because the ED is a symptom. Their underlying medical causes that actually cause this problem. So I tell them, one, it's a medical problem. Two, there is no one-size-fits-all solution for this. There is no quick-fix solution that we really need to look at this. So I tell them, you've made the biggest step by coming in. This isn't a problem that can be addressed over the phone. You need to be seen for a medical evaluation. And then I said, so let's review what's been done to evaluate you so far. And I'll go over with them. How have your underlying medical issues been looked at? How have they been evaluated? Then I'll talk about what treatments have been tried. Many of the men who come in, they've only been tried on one or two treatments. So they haven't even really been given a fair chance. And some of them have been put on medications and they haven't even been told how to take these medicines correctly. So I tell them, you know, we have to just wipe the slate clean and we're going to start over from the beginning. And so I'll go through with them the whole spectrum of treatments. And I'll tell them what we really focus on is we can use medicines to address these symptoms. But really what I want to do is get at the underlying cause so we can get your own tissues to work better. So we'll talk about that, what I call tissue restoration. And then I just say, we're going to find the best long-term solution. And that's what we have to figure out. So it's a process. There's no need to be hopeless. It's a medical process. I've been doing this for 30 years. We just need to get going, start from the beginning, and take you through the process and see where we are.
What do you say to a woman who has given up hope of ever having their partner's ED adequately treated?
Hopelessness is a very common complaint or concern that is voiced in our office. And this happens not only for men who've never been treated, or it also happens in men and couples who have been treated and have failed particular types of therapy. So oftentimes for that woman or for the couple in general, I think it's very important to educate them on the spectrum of treatment. Not everyone can be treated and will respond the same way to treatment. So we always want to encourage them to first make those lifestyle changes, whether it's weight loss, exercise, anything that is going to help increase blood flow, because blood flow is very important. From there, we can introduce modern medications, which are your pills or your injections. We have vacuum device. There is a true spectrum of options for people. I have one particular case that always stands out in my mind, and it's this married couple. They've been married for 30 years, but unfortunately, 5 years ago, the male, he had a heart attack, a very life-threatening condition. Fortunately, he has been treated. He's on medications now for his heart, and now they're just wanting to enjoy one another. Due to some of the medications that he's on, he can't do pills. So for the last few years, they have not even entertained the idea of having intercourse again, because they didn't know that there were other options out there. During his initial evaluation, we were able to talk about some particular treatment plans that he may respond well to, and they have explored those things, and luckily they've done very well, and they're now able to not only enjoy one another but to live a very full life together at this point.
We've been visiting this morning with Dr. Kevin Billups at the Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Visit them online at thebillupscenter.com.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
When you look in your own backyard, what do you see? Do you see hiking trails that lead to breathtaking mountaintop vistas? Or a concert in a vineyard? Find a new side of your own backyard with Discover Tennessee Trails and Byways at tnvacation.com. So, are you ready for a Made in Tennessee road trip? The soundtrack of America. Made in Tennessee.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Department of Tourist Development in cooperation with the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Get it later from the paper or get it now from the radio. WGNSradio.com. We're News Radio WGNS 100.5, 101.9, 1450. Online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
Hey, it's Scott Walker. Guys, have you noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive? It could be low T or something else like sleep apnea or even low thyroid. Start your new year healthier with a quick and easy health assessment at Low T Center. They treat more than low T, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, and more. It's also covered by most health insurance. If you've been feeling tired, grumpy, have weight gain, and loss of muscle, call 615-603-3542 or go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
Huge winter gear blowout sale going on now at French's Shoes and Boots. Unbeatable savings like 50% off all Carhartt long sleeve and sweatshirts and 30% off the entire stock of Carhartt outerwear, including insulated boots. That's 30% off French's everyday low prices on new jackets, vests, and more. Hurry to French's because these deals won't last.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
On South Church Street between Middle Tennessee Boulevard and I-24.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Broadcasting from the Billups Center studios, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. Happy that you're along with us. I'm about to say adios for the day. But at 7:42, it's time for us to check out what's going on at Junior's Foodland. That is our local independent grocer right here in Murfreesboro. Junior's Foodland loves to help save you money, and they show their appreciation to their customers every week by offering special deals that save you money every time that you shop. So you need to stop on by at Murfreesboro's trusted grocer, established in the 50s, of course. They've been a long-standing legacy right here in Murfreesboro with the best meats and grocery items for the people of the city at affordable prices. This, with their one-of-a-kind customer service that makes Junior's the local favorite among Murfreesboro residents. 323 East Main, just off of the Murfreesboro Square. And when you stop in, tell Andy, Susan, and the entire gang over at Junior's Foodland that the Wake Up Crew sent you.
I'm so glad we had this time together.
An informative show just today. What have we learned?
Yes, it was.
We learned that online shopping is destroying our society. Well, that's strong.
That was strong, but maybe not as much as I was saying. But and, yeah, I'm in agreement. Yeah,
I was just kidding.
So that's all we learned.
Is that it?
That's it?
That's all?
Well, I'm trying to think what...
We learned armadillo jokes just don't work.
Well, we have to give the listeners what they want.
Well, I think I don't blame the listener. I blame the person that delivered the joke.
I'm sure there's a better armadillo joke out there.
I'm sure there is, yeah.
Well, next time we'll let you be tasked with that, since you did so well on that one joke you told.
I think we ought to give him a whole week to do a dad joke.
I think that's a terrible idea. I don't want to do a dad joke for a whole week.
Of course you don't, because your average will be half of whatever John gives, because you'll get zeros for me.
Exactly. Even though half the time I give him a higher score than you do, but that's besides
the point. No, I don't think it's half the time.
Whatever. Yeah.
Just today I gave him a higher score than you did.
Well, yeah. But it's not always like that.
No.
There are a lot of times when yours is lower. But that's okay. He doesn't see that.
Let's go back to the archives.
I learned too that Kleenex tissues are used for a lot of purposes.
That's right.
Yeah, we didn't discuss that, but
no.
we found it.
Maybe we should.
Off air, we did.
Yeah. Yes, and we probably will just leave it at that.
Yes, let's do that. Mm-hmm. Let's do that.
Speaking of leaving, we better get out of here for a Monday, but we will be back tomorrow morning, bright and early, for a Tuesday morning edition of the Wake Up Crew. For John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett, I'm Brian Barrett. Thank you so much for making us a part of your morning. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back again right here tomorrow morning on WGNS.
Good morning, guys. The